Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
The Men's Room presents Profile This.
Hey, Stephen Thrill-Hill, could you please serve everyone? Now, Profile This is played.
I sure can, Miles. It's a simple game where we share with you a real-life news story, something that happened right here on planet Earth. Earth. And as you listen to the story, based on the stereotypes you believe to be true of people and the decisions that people make, we'll ask you what it is you think makes the story a story. As we have discovered in the last 45 minutes, our phone lines, I know they crap out a lot. Like, they literally have not worked all day. They're done. Toast. They do not work.
We're like all day. Why aren't we getting any phone calls?
Did they work this morning?
I don't know, because we're in two different studios is the problem. So when we set up the phone line.
But it's the same number, so is it just our system in here?
That's what I'm saying, but you have to set it up to two different studios.
Oh, it's all
either way, yeah.
Okay.
But the whole thing.
Oh, hey.
We figured that out about 4:30. We're like, oh. Anyway, so we can't get a call today. So it's between you guys, and I have one of three categories for you clowns. I have the wonderful world of drugs. I have hit me with your best shots, where you guys see unconventional weapon that someone chose to use as a weapon. And finally, animalize this, where you guys see animal responsible for causing the problem.
I like animalize this.
Yeah, good call.
Mike, I love that you headbang every single time it plays. All right. So firefighters responded to a zoo in Germany where an animal named Barney escaped from its enclosure and climbed high up in a tree. The Cologne Fire Department said that crews responded to the Cologne Zoo and zookeepers spotted Barney in a tree outside of his enclosure, but they were unable to coax him down. Firefighters used a ladder truck to ascend to Barney's altitude, causing the creature to flee back down the tree where he was finally netted by zookeepers. Now, Barney was not injured, and he was returned to his enclosure with some slight murmuring, as they say. Now, the animal was apparently able to escape its enclosure when heavy snow caused some landscaping to bend, which gave him an easy exit. The question is, what kind of animal is Barney? Is Barney a chimpanzee? Is Barney a red panda? Is Barney a tiger cub, or is Barney a lemur? So, chimpanzee, red panda, tiger cub, or lemur. Barney took advantage of the snow, climbed out of the enclosure, and hung out in a tree.
You know what? Red pandas are crafty. They tend to climb better than we believe they do, and I feel like they're already on the cusp of escape as is. I think this is a red panda.
Same panda.
Red panda.
Really?
Mike, I would argue the fact that pandas are alive means they're more clever. They are the dumbest animal on Earth.
As far as
the mammals go.
I think it's a tiger cub.
Okay.
Because I feel like the chimp is so massive, you need something more than a net. Did you say if they tranked him, Barney?
I did not have that in store.
Okay. You know what? Just to switch
it
up.
Wait, what did you say? Tiger cub?
Tiger cub.
Yeah, I'll go chimp.
Why not?
Okay. What climbed up the tree and escaped from the zoo? Was it a chimp, a red panda, a tiger cub, or a lima? We'll find out next.
That was a tease.
You are listening to The Men's Room.
99.9 KISW. The Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill.
Category is Analyze This on Profile. This is zoo in Germany had an animal escape and then climb into a tree. He was eventually captured, helped with firefighters and zookeepers, and a red net finally wrangled this guy in. Question is, was the animal a chimpanzee, a red panda, a tiger cub, or a lima?
And we will start with D-Ted Smith. You went with the tiger cub, which actually makes a lot of sense. The cubs are yeah, never mind, it was not. Miles, you went with the old chimpanzee.
I don't know how you can net a chimp, but I figured I'd go for it.
Come on, red panda.
And Mike, you went with red panda. You are correct.
They're wild, man. Have you ever seen the red pandas?
I mean, just like videos and stuff. I don't know anything about them.
Miles, like, you know how you say the pandas aren't real?
Well, I mean, it's not that they're not real. I mean,
they shouldn't be.
You can understand why they probably would have a hard time existing in the wild.
Now, put that into the size of like a Maine Coon cat.
They're kind of like a little raccoon. They put their hands
up. They always see them with their hands up. Yeah, like, oh, not me.
They're hilarious.
I didn't do it. Now, for all the TV news all the time, it's time for TV Time of 10.
And now, because your pathetic life is confined to countless hours in front of a talking box,
Armageddon.
The Men's Room presents TV Time with Ted.
Ah! Also, one of the greatest performers in NBA halftime history.
Red Panda.
All right, your choices today. You got the Jimmys.
Fallon Kimmel.
Seth Meyers.
Okay.
Stephen Colbert.
All right.
Or Ted Smith.
Is it Ted or is it late night?
It's right through the title. These guys have teams of talented writers helping come up with their monologues each and every night. It is up to you to determine, is this an actual late night joke and from whom? Or could it be a The Ted Smith original?
Catholic priests blessed an MTA tunnel construction site in New York 55 feet below the Grand Central Terminal while the L train was finally given an exorcism.
Seth Meyers.
Fallon.
Meyers.
A Catholic priest blessed an MTA tunnel construction site in New York 55 feet below Grand Central Terminal while the L train was finally given an exorcism.
A lot of people are talking about Apple's new $3,500 headset, and the White House just had to remind people to not wear it while driving. Americans were like, how stupid do you think we are, and how rich do you think we are?
D-Ted Smith.
Yeah.
Fallon.
Well, guys, everyone is talking about Apple's new $3,500 headset, and get this, the White House just had to remind people not to wear it while driving. Americans were like, how stupid do you think we are? And how rich do you think we are?
Sports announcer Joe Buck went on a radio show yesterday and said he thinks the Super Bowl in Las Vegas is going to be a mess. And quote, he has no desire to be there. At the end of the interview, he also added, get off my lawn.
That's you, Ted.
Ted Smith. Really, is he bitching about that?
No, I think he was just being realistic about what he thinks of Vegas. So he's like, something's going to go down. It's Vegas. It always goes down. It's a Super Bowl. Things are going to happen.
It's also Vegas. He's bitching about it.
Yeah,
But also, it's the NFL. NFL does not F around. Once you walk into their stadium, whatever you did outside of that, it ain't happening.
I just get the idea that if Joe Buck had time on his hands, he would not end up in Vegas. Unless it had to be based on work, you know.
Yeah.
Well, I'm in Vegas and now I'm gambling on a slot machine.
I'm a towel having a wonderful time.
Yeah, I mean, right. He does Super Bowls when they're in L.A. The NYPD have announced that the police robot that was tasked with patrolling a Times Square subway station has been retired. Apparently, they caught him stealing cocaine from the evidence room.
Fallon.
Meyer.
The NYPD has announced that the police robot that was tasked with patrolling a Times Square subway station has been retired. Apparently, they caught him stealing cocaine from the evidence room.
Seen a little grease on my wheels, man.
All right, this one, obviously there's a lot of Super Bowl talk coming up with the Super Bowl being on Sunday. There's some good stuff. There's some bad stuff. I know I'm excited. I don't know if I'm more, like, I think it will be a good game, but I'm more excited just to, I don't know, hang out with a couple people, have some cold ones.
Are you hosting or are you traveling?
I am not. I'm traveling to a world far, far away. But DoorDash, they're giving out a prize for basically a contestant. One person can win everything that's advertised in the Super Bowl.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Obviously, they've already started listing some of the prizes, and it just keeps growing. Here's what they got so far. All right. obviously, go to DoorDash.com. You can see all the stuff, how you can enter. They have a FanDuel Kick of Destiny helmet. I believe that's the one Gronk's doing.
Yeah.
I got to start practicing my kicks.
How far out is he kicking?
I don't know.
Okay.
60 bottles of Mountain Dew Baja Blast.
Okay. No, thank you, okay.
Okay.
I will say.
I can trade that for something, I'm sure.
Gronk's Kick of Destiny will be 25 yards.
Oh, man. I was going to try to kick.
Chip shot.
I was going to try to kick. Was I going to do a 20 or 30 yard?
I think you were doing a legit. You were kicking an extra point, I think.
No, it was definitely a yardage.
Like a 35-yard field goal?
I don't know. I had this argument. I'm going to make a 50 when I turn 50, Miles.
Oh! Will you still be 50 when you hit it?
50 for 50. I got to start practicing. I got 7 years.
On the strike of 12 of his 50th birthday, he will kick the ball.
You got to bring those hips through.
And it will go through those uprights.
That's all from the core, man.
Yeah, I do.
I'll bring my hips through on the kicks, and you better bring them through in the bedroom. All right. All right. All right, I know. All right, again, these are some of the things you could win if you win this DoorDash contest. 288 packages of peanut M&Ms.
All right, hope you have a lot of friends.
Well, remember, these are ads during the Super Bowl. Yeah. Trust me, you're going to need a lot of friends for a lot of this stuff, Miles. Mm-hmm. One you won't need friends for, a 30-pound bucket of mayonnaise.
Wow. What do you do with that? Donate it to a food bank?
You eat a lot of sandwiches.
A lot of sandwiches.
Make a lot of chicken salad, tuna salad.
I'm on it.
Yeah.
30 pounds.
30 pounds, that's a big bucket
of
mayonnaise.
That is a lot.
Is that Duke's, I wonder, or is that like Hellman's?
It's Hellman's, because I want to say that Hellman's and Best Food, it seems like they might be trying to get rid of Best Foods.
Oh, really?
Because, right, I don't know, I've mentioned this before, but if you grew up on the West Coast and you never travel to the other side of the Mississippi, some things are just different. Hellman's and Best Food are the same brand, mm-hmm. but they have different names. Mm-hmm. Carl's Jr. is Hardee's on the East Coast.
Right. That's it.
So it seems like, I don't know why, and nowadays everybody knows that stuff. Just get rid of it. Call it Hellman's. All right, Miles, I think you'd like this one. 80 drumstick ice cream cones.
Ooh.
Okay.
All you need is a freezer space.
Correct.
Yeah, how do they deliver it to you without the inevitable?
I don't know. I'd be okay.
It's going to be like 1 hour delivery.
Again, you could win this through the contest. 1,000 Popeye's wings to be redeemed at your convenience.
Okay, that's
better. Okay, that
makes
sense.
You're not getting
them
at home, you go there.
That'd be pretty cool, man.
Yes, it would.
You'd be down on Puyallup constantly.
Now, Budweiser will have commercials with a Clydesdale. They're not going to give you a Clydesdale. I'm going to give you a Clydesdale horse saddle.
I don't know what I would do with it. And I don't know who owns a Clydesdale that I could sell that to.
That is the issue here, right?
Because ideally, you would want it to be used.
Yes.
So that someone actually could use this.
And it's such a big horse.
Can it's you a use, massive horse.
Like, I don't know. We got to have some horse people that listen to the show. Like, could you use a giant Clydesdale saddle on a regular horse?
I think it depends on the width more than the length. You can adjust length, right, with cords and all that in the bottom. But, right, Clydesdales are massive, and I know nothing about horses.
I can tell you this.
Like, Ted, I gave you a seat cover for, I don't know, an Escalade. And you say, yeah, but I own a Miata.
I've seen.
But it's yours anyway.
I've seen the Clydesdales in Williamsburg at Busch Gardens. I don't know if those, if like the Goodyear blimp, if there's like 20 Clydesdales.
There's a team of Clydesdales.
Okay.
So some of them, sometimes like they go out to certain things. Like I saw them at the Army Navy game.
All right.
Because there's definitely some that show up to a lot of
but
stuff.
But I'm not sure that, just because I know them as Budweiser, maybe the royal family has Clydesdales.
Maybe.
My thing is this. I've never seen someone sitting on top of one.
Right.
I've never seen someone ride one. They're always pulling a coach. So I've never even seen, maybe I have and didn't realize that they're.
I think you know when you see a Clydesdale.
Yeah. You do. But I'm saying I don't think that I've ever gone, wow, that guy's riding one.
Right.
All right. Next up on the list, you can get an as yet to be named Volkswagen.
All right. Whatever, take it.
Yeah.
Sell it later.
On top of that, you get a Kia EV9 SUV.
Now, I'd take that.
Good-looking vehicles.
I'd take
easy
that in
to break into.
Just hopefully you can get it from the Kia Puyallup.
Yeah. Nice work.
Well done. Well done.
Well, it's got that legendary
100,000-mile warranty on this.
Yeah. car washes.
Yeah,
for car life. Washes for life. Cars. Right, it's 200,000 mile powertrain warranty. Yeah, car washes, oil changes,
twice as much as I thought.
And then last on the list, you can get a BMW i5 M60 electric vehicle.
No idea what it looks like, but I'm sure the resale value is awesome.
It's already run two red lights.
Jesus. And you don't have to care. Yeah. You're entitled to do it. It's a BMW.
It's a BMW. Drive it like you're a BMW owner, yeah, or like you're leasing it. We don't care. Just make sure you're driving like an idiot. Right? You guys Vince Vaughn fans?
Yeah. I'm okay. It's fine.
Sure.
It's fine.
Okay. So generally, like, I'm a big Vince Vaughn guy.
All right.
I think he dominates. Swingers is one of my favorite movies ever made. I have watched it in the last 5 years. I think it holds up fine. Obviously, it's dated. Made is another underrated movie. So I watched this movie last night. I know it's TV, but it's on a screen, called Arkansas. Okay.
All right. Never heard of it.
Yeah. It was pretty interesting. I enjoyed it. It was kind of it's like a gangster show because they're criminals, but it's kind of like there's funny parts. What would you call it? Like art noir or like a murder mystery noir? I'm just really trying to use noir.
You want to use noir.
You
did. I follow
you.
You
fit it in twice.
Did you look up noir before you did the show today?
It was all the description. Okay. So that's why I can't remember how they phrased it. So I was like, I'll use that tomorrow when I'm doing the segment.
Yeah.
Called Arkansas?
Yeah. And it's just, it's weird. It's like a couple guys who aren't really good criminals. And then it all takes place in Arkansas. And they're kind of, and honestly, it's good because when you think organized crime, right? You think about Italians,
sure,
right? Mafia. You think about, gangs. You know, you got Latino gangs, you got black gangs, white gangs, clubs. But this one was kind of, it's kind of interesting. Is that they're just like, yeah, it's the South. Like, there's not really a great network. It's just a bunch of idiots and you shouldn't trust anybody. But there is some funny scenes. Don't get me wrong. Violent movie, right? Like, there's people dying. But yeah, I thought it was pretty good. I'd recommend you watch it. I think it just showed up on Netflix. So that's why I saw it. But again, I'm kind of a Vince Vaughn apologist. So I was like, ooh, Vince Vaughn, what's he doing?
What you do, boy?
Yeah, right? What's he doing? Being all crazy? You know, all right, Vince, I see you out there.
That's a stacked cast.
Who else is in it?
There's a lot of people.
It's got Liam Hemsworth in it. It's got... Right.
I guess I should have started that Liam Hemsworth is the main character.
Yeah, John Malkovich, Vince Vaughn, Clark Duke, Kenneth Williams, Vivica A. Fox.
Oh, Vivica A. Fox is pretty good in it, too. But there's definitely funny stuff in there. Let's see. Gina Carano. You might remember her from MMA fighting. Then she was an actress. But now she's suing Disney and Lucasfilms for discrimination and wrongful termination. Basically, she put out some tweets they didn't agree with, so they fired her. She played Cara Dune on The Mandalorian.
That's right, Ted.
She was let go. Disney just said, hey, we find your tweets offensive. So now Elon Musk is paying her legal bills because he says if people get in trouble for stuff on his website, it probably helps if you're famous.
Yeah, yep. Well, it goes along with it. Why is he worried about it? It's a company policy. They did what they did.
He has pledged to financially back users who claim they've been discriminated against due to activity on Twitter/X.
I mean, I get both sides. Like, look, the company has a policy, and if you work for Disney, I cannot believe you're so stupid you don't understand what they stand for and what they're about and what they will and will not tolerate, right? And you can agree with it or not, which is irrelevant, but if you choose to sign a contract to them, they're very clear about what you can and can't do. So whatever opinions are, I personally do not care. And I still think it's a little petty. But the flip side is companies reserve the right to do that.
And all circumstances.
She wants to be recast and then $75,000 for punitive damages. So, I mean, it's not like the craziest lawsuit.
Disney's probably here.
I will say, I don't know that there's any job you got to take the employer to court like that. That's not going to be, even if you get that recast, like, that's not going to be fun on the set.
Well, you're not.
Right. But I liked your character. Like, and to me, one thing I will say is, like, I do not, this sounds bad. I don't care about your personal life. I do human to human. But if I know you as an athlete, actress, actor, whatever, we know you for one reason. Whatever your opinions, I can make a decision about whether or not I want to patronize what you do. But let them be them.
Look, Sage Steele.
Yeah.
I mean, same company. She sued. I don't know what happened. I don't know if she still works there.
But we know her personally. I know she's a... Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, also, I don't know. I think sometimes people just got to pick a lane. I don't really let actors and athletes, whatever side they're on, I don't get too upset about it because... You shouldn't get too upset about something I say. Yeah. Right? If you want to talk to me at a bar and know my politics, I'll be happy to. Well, I shouldn't do that. Not a bar.
I don't know.
If you're in church, I know you're watching this football game, but let's
talk about policy.
Yeah, I'm just saying. Like, obviously, I have some, but like, nobody needs to vote on something I say. It's like, same thing. It's like, I get, she has a point, but also, like she I does. Said, like, I forget what the tweets were, but if I start tweeting out some pretty racist stuff, like, guess what? I'm not going to be here tomorrow. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Thank you, Ted.
Why'd you say yeah?
I know that's not true.
Thank you, Ted. We appreciate it. You're listening to The Men's Room.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try Assemble and Bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
The Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill. Now, let's see what's happening in the real world.
All right, here we go. United Flight Crew wonders, hey, who pooped on that seat? Meanwhile, officers respond to a burglar with a bushy tail and four furry feet. Drunk Florida man goes to the airport and walks around in his birthday suit. A man finds a wedding ring, tries to return it to its original owner, who does not give a hoot. And a man whose wallet was returned after 40 years exclaims, I'm going to Blockbuster. It is time for your headlines.
Now, it's time to hit the head. Lines. Here's Mike Hawk.
All right, our top story, we go to Maine, where a metal detector enthusiast made an interesting discovery. Like any day with a lower tide, he made his way out to the coast and scanned around to see what kind of treasures he could find. His day was made when he finally found a piece that he could possibly get a little money for, a tungsten ring.
Tungsten. Oh, I had a tungsten ring.
Did you?
Yeah.
All right.
The only problem is if it gets something, you have to cut it out.
No kidding.
That metal is, it's not expensive, it's just...
They were all the rage there for a minute.
I mean, they last forever. The problem is if something were to happen, they have to physically saw it off your hand.
Yes, that has been the thing.
Yeah.
But letting his conscience get to him a bit, he decided to put the word out that he had found the ring first in order to possibly find the owner who may have lost it. And lo and behold, he found the owner. After confirming that it was indeed the previous owner of the ring, he was a little taken back to find out that she didn't want it back.
Oh!
Turns out that it belonged to her now ex-husband, who she had just discovered had tossed the ring into the local river. He's now keeping it and will likely sell it.
Good for him, man.
Did you buy an expensive wedding ring?
Say that again.
For you.
Oh, for me. Not terribly, no.
No, mine was $100.
Yeah.
That was fine. It was a band. It's $100.
Like, pretty much, yeah.
Maybe $150.
I think mine was like $300, something like
brother,
that.
Brother, I just got a tattoo.
Yeah.
It's like $40 done. out. She did the same. $80 total. We're cool.
Yep.
That said, the day we got married, no. I spent more than that on the ring she does not wear, but it's tattooed on her finger. Cool. Yeah.
Hey, in other news, police in Missouri released body cam footage of the response to a burglar alarm. The video starts with a pair of... Did you see this video?
I heard the audio. I did not watch the video.
The video starts with a pair of officers posted outside of the home that they had just gotten an alarm from that an intruder was inside. Guns drawn, they moved into the house, ready to take down the suspect. But the mission was abruptly called off after the officer found the intruder, a squirrel that had managed to get inside of the home. I just saw it. It's a squirrel. Nope, never mind. Call it off. We're done. Disregard.
It is kind of funny.
Yeah, right?
Put it in the chokehold.
Well, you don't want to put it in the chokehold.
If it were me, you would do it. Why not a squirrel?
That one cop seems like, it's funny because he's like, don't call it off. Like, just squirrel, squirrel. And then when it runs across his foot.
Exactly.
It's real high.
Strange story out of Florida, but pretty much on par for what they got going on down there. Footage was released of a man that had parked outside of the airport and walked into the terminal, making a beeline for security. Now, this behavior wouldn't be quite out of the ordinary, except the man was fully nude at the time.
Tase him.
Several passengers darted away from the man as he made his way to a restricted area at the TSA screening. He was eventually apprehended by officers and faces several charges.
Okay. Don't do it naked.
No.
That's all.
I don't get it. Sticking with the airlines, we take to the skies. A flight bound from Portland to Denver got a little more unbearable when a foul smell started to walk through the cabin.
Uh-oh.
Luckily for passengers, the culprit was easy to identify, as some had already heard her talking about it before the plane took off, but a chihuahua that was on the plane that hadn't had the opportunity to hit the relief area before the flight. Yeah, he had a little accident on one of the seats in the plane.
Attendants, no, he did it on purpose.
Attendants moved in, albeit slower than passengers would have liked, and the mess was cleaned up as good as they could. Passengers were given vouchers for their bad experiences.
It was a, what do they call those things, service animal?
Something like that.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure it was.
And just in case those stories left a bad taste in your mouth.
Thankfully, there's good news.
Over in Toronto, we have another story about someone finding something in an air duct. A crew was working on the air ducts of a storage facility when they happened upon a wallet. Inside, they found evidence as to who the owner of the wallet is, finding photos of his family as well as his birth certificate.
Wow. Damn,
they tracked him down.
Who has a birth certificate in their wallet, man? That's like super ID.
They tracked him down on Facebook and got in contact to return the wallet, discovering that he had lost it nearly 40 years ago. So basically everything that was in there was useless.
Working for an HVAC company.
Exactly. In the world of sports, the roster signings continue for the Mariners before the season begins, and they've just signed a player off of waivers from the Pittsburgh Pirates, an outfielder by the name of Kanan Smith-Njigba.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's bothered Mike. He was researching it when I saw him.
And I know that, I know what you're thinking. That's an oddly familiar sounding surname, and you're right. And for those of you wondering, he is indeed the older brother of Seahawks wide receiver Jackson Smith-Njigba.
No way.
No, Mike and I were saying, man, you know, to be a parent and have a kid in a professional sport, that's you're proud. You have two kids in professional sports, you're proud. Two kids in two different professional sports, you're proud. Both of them in different professional sports are playing in the same city. That's insane.
Nuts, dude. He got signed to the Mariners organization.
Yeah.
Hey, Ted, you got to ruin their thing, man.
I'm with you. I told Mike earlier.
No. Please, just kill this train, Ted.
Yeah, I know.
I don't know that it's ever happened. I'm sure it has. But the baseball brother, he's got to work. He got drafted. Would we look it up?
Okay, fine. Parents, don't be proud.
Yeah, he's a minor leaguer right now.
Don't be proud.
You can be proud.
No.
Your one son's in Tacoma.
Nothing local on the night, but you've got hockey on TNT, basketball on ESPN, and college hoops over on ESPN2, you and the Pac-12 Network. As far as your weather, temperatures are staying consistent at 40 throughout the night. Expect some showers in the morning, but they should be broken up by noon. And that's it for your headlines. With that, I guess Tacoma. Mike Hawk is out.
Thank you, sir. We'll see you next time for the return of Big Dummy and the Head Chef is back with Ted's Meat and Potatoes. Kevin Deers, he is up next.
Yes, indeed. It is all true, but in the meantime, sing it with me, Mike. We be all about this bitch, and we're done. So until next time, please do what you do best, and for Aletha's sake, stay beautiful.
The Men's Room has been taped before a live studio audience. Wardrobe and makeup provided by Mantastic Limited. This has been a presentation of the Men's Room Radio Network.
Oh, man!
A Double Flush production.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.